Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe. I'm your host, Sean T, and today we are talking body image. Now, I know you've heard body image, body image, body image, and you should have healthy body image, but this is a conversation that I had with my safe space community, and I know you will get a lot from it. I want you all out there to think positively about your body, to love the body that you're in at this very moment, knowing that it is the body that can propel you forward. So sit back, get ready to trust and believe in your body.
Somebody say, hell yeah!
What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all!
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So first and foremost, this is about body image. What I want us to start and how I want us to have the foundation of this talk is to say, I am who I am. My body is what it is. I didn't say you have to accept it right now. I didn't say you have to hate it. I didn't say you have to love it, whatever. This is me. So at the end of the day, and at the beginning of your internal conversation with yourself, you have to say, this is me. And I know a lot of you out there have heard this over and over and over and over and over again, but it is your body. And there's about at least six times a year where I look at Scott and I'm like, do I look okay? You know, so, and the reason why I say that is because I know a lot of people out there may look at me, they may look at my photos because I'm a fitness professional and be like, well, you have nothing to worry about. And I do. Because the body is not just about the external, it's not about the abs, it's really about the internal conversation you're having with yourself in terms of your body. And that's why I love the journey, because while we can say this is me right now, the beginning of the journey is about you literally saying, what am I going to do? What is a step-by-step process for me to either begin the process of loving my body or just begin the process of moving my body or begin the process of eating in a healthier fashion so that you can start to do something to change the conversation in your mind. And a lot of us, we say, I want to change this about my body. And I think we should get away from the conversation of, I want to change this. I want to change the way my shoulders look or my triceps look. And I think it's more about, what do you want to get rid of that's causing that thing that you don't like? And most of the time, what you have to get rid of is not the body, because you can't get rid of your body. It's the things that you either put in your body. It's the things that you're not doing with your body, meaning staying committed to your workouts. It's the mental conversation that you're putting in your head to say you don't accept your body. And so back to what I was saying about me talking to Scott a lot and saying, do I look okay? It has nothing to do with the way I look. It's everything to do with the way I feel and what's surrounding this situation. If we were able to open up a conversation with fitness professionals out there, and I mean the ones that do fitness competitions or physique competitions, where we all might look at them and be like, oh my gosh, that person is so ripped. They are, oh my God, they're shredded. What I can promise you is, probably 90% of them go through the same mental conversations that some of us go through or you go through that may not be at the place where you actually love your body and the way you look. And the common denominator is the way that they think and the process that they take to constantly try to love who they are. Well, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard this, but if we actually look at the magazine rack and the Hudson News in the airport, or if you go to whatever magazine stand, if you live in New York City and you walk in a magazine stand and you see the fitness magazines, they, and I'll be one of those people, because I'm in the fitness professional, we have put a certain look to what is acceptable in society. We just have. And one of the things that kind of gets in your way, my way, is that we strive to try to look like that. We want the curve. Or while I personally like Kim Kardashian's body, I think she may have gotten some implants in the booty, but I didn't think she needed it, right? But we, because she did that, or because, you know, there's been Photoshopped ads of me on a magazine before, now everyone's brain is like, well, that's what I need to look like, and that's what I need to strive for. Instead of saying, let's just take a little process of what I look like and what I look like in the mirror and what I look like internally and how I feel. And so how are we going to actually get rid of the magazine covers, get rid of the Photoshopped photos on Instagram, get rid of the filters, right? How are we going to get rid of that? And this is where this is going to feel a little elementary for you, but this is going to be so necessary in terms of you being able to just say, this is me. This is going to be silly. But the first thing I want you to do is, you know, when we were in elementary school and the first kind of body figure you learned how to draw was a stick figure. If you have a pen and a paper right now, I want you to draw a stick figure. And everyone's like, Chauncey, what are you talking about? Why are you showing me a stick figure? Right? When you drew the stick figure, did you in any way judge how big the thighs was, how big the belly was, how muscular the arms was, how big the head was, what the hair looked like? There was nothing. But at some point, we learned maybe how to draw a little more. So then we add hair, and then mostly little boys started to add little muscles, right? Because dad said, here are my muscles. And so while this is really elementary, this was kind of the foundation of what a body looked like to us. Because I look at my two boys now, and they have, you know, everyone says, oh, Silas is so chunky, he's so cute. So at what point did chunky become not cute, right? Some people say, oh, Sandra is so little. Like, who's comparing the two bodies? Us, grownups. We're comparing the two bodies, but what are we doing? We're both saying, oh my gosh, that body is so cute. But where was the transition and where we saw life as a stick figure so we started judging our bodies as we are now? Again, it goes back to the magazine. It goes back to the TV. We began to develop a complex about that. And where does that conversation happen? The conversation happens in your head. So when we start to feel different or insignificant or just not really great, most of us have a conversation, but we're asking and answering our own questions. So I actually really like my butt, which a lot of you all know, right? It's a good one. But I will say that over the last, like, let's say year and a half, oh, there's an extra little wrinkle there. And so I do say that about myself, and I'm like, or to myself, and I have to say to myself, so what? Like, do you really expect the Sean at 32, where I was literally at the peak of just being a hormonally being a man, do I really expect it to look exactly the same, right? So then I embraced and have accepted personally, I'm like, well, actually, it's kind of sexy because it shows like I'm getting a little bit older and like I have more wisdom and, you know, but it also causes me to work a little harder. And it's true. We all, I think if we eat a certain way or our nutrition plan or we get older, we're like, you know, how can I make this thinner? I want to fit into a smaller size clothes or whatever. I think it's just connecting to what it is that you're doing and how committed you are to doing that. And not to necessarily force the change, but like I said, going back to earlier, what do I want to get rid of? I want to get rid of you know, as much bread. I want to get rid of the sedentary lifestyle. I want to maybe do some things that I love a little bit more that will aid in the process of me losing those inches. And if they don't, it then goes down to how can I keep it tight and right? I think a lot of times people immediately want to lose instead of saying, how can you make it stronger? Enhancing what you have is going to be so much better than trying to change and develop what's quote unquote not naturally there. I'm not saying that you can't lose weight. You, not you, but you understood. I'm not saying that you out there, you can't lose weight or lose 20 pounds. But one of the things that happens in terms of our body, and a lot of people try to spot train. Yes, you can make your biceps bigger, but at the end of the day, you can't really spot train. You have to like look at your body as its entity. What can I do to enhance this body to make it more powerful? Let's take pull-ups for me. Like, I know guys that can do like 20 pull-ups. I can do like 7 and I'm like, this is something. But I'm doing pull-ups, but most of my body weight is lower. So of course I'm gonna do less, right? But let's do some power jumps. Even I try to retire them. But let's do some power jumps or let's do some squats, right? Then I'll be more powerful. But it's not, again, it's about using your body for what it is and how you can make everything that you have stronger and more powerful. The reason why I started this entire thing out by saying this is me is because there's nothing you can do about what body you were born with, but there's everything to do about how you process what it is that you have. You also all carry a superpower that is really able, that helps you to be able to make choices that's going to support what it is that you want. Now, is everyone going to, you know, get the waist that they want or get the legs that they want or get the abs that you want? Probably not. And you want to know why? Because most of us, if we haven't seen them before on us, we're looking at another body. I give the example of my brother and I. We have the same mom and dad. We're 1 year apart. Our DNA obviously is pretty much the same. When we both get super ripped, if you will, you've all seen my abs. Like, they could be super rock hard. My brother has a flat stomach and just obliques. There are no what we call rocks there, right? So I just want to like hone in the fact that the beauty is here. Like, we all have it. It's there. It's also about the confidence that you build with your body. So one of the things, in addition to this is me, the exercise that I want everyone to do and to take away from this is, no matter if your skin is falling, no matter if you have 30 pounds to lose or even 120, there is something so incredibly amazing about getting rid of the negative thought of your body and walking, taking a day, going to the mall, wearing something that makes you feel really great, and walk around that like you are the motherfucking queen. And I'm sorry if I curse some of you who may not curse, but I do. You have to practice confidence with what it is that you have. Because if you're making choices every day, if you're saying, I'm eating healthy, I'm working out 85% healthy, I'm going to enjoy my donut Friday or whatever your day is for fun. If you're making these choices, that's going to support what it is that you want externally, but more importantly, how you want to feel internally. The thing you have to practice is confidence. You have to practice what it's like, what it's going to be like when or if you get to that body that you want, not being conceited, but everything around this, everything around your body is going to come down to confidence. And why? Because again, you may have heard me say before, I know plenty of people who've reached their goal weight and they still are unhappy because they haven't practiced confidence. Have your friend or if you have to prop the camera up, what I'd rather is you have someone who loves you or a friend get you, if you go shopping at the grocery store, walk down the aisle of the grocery store and practice confidence in the body you have right now. Because I'm telling you, if you don't practice it now, you're doing yourself a disservice. Because what we do when we lose weight or lose the inches, what we do is we're like, I want more, I want more, I want more. And we forget to celebrate those steps. The more you practice confidence, the better you're going to feel as you go through this journey. I promise you're going to feel great. and everything becomes better with confidence. We all have a job. Most of us weren't amazing on day one of the job that we have or a career. We weren't amazing on day one, but over time you develop confidence so that you can walk into your workplace. And if now you're a manager or whatever it is that you do, you walk in and you don't need someone to constantly be like, oh, you're doing great. Because internally you're like, I got this. Like, I'm familiar with what this is. And I want you to get familiar with confidence. Thank you all so much for joining today. Practice confidence and always trust and believe in who you are. And thank you. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.